Hey, this is Ali Ciardo, and this is the Photo Field Notes podcast. And last week, if you listened to that episode, I talked about gifts that I recommended photographers get for their clients. So that's at photofieldnotes.com/gift guide. And this week, I'm going to turn that over and look at the gifts that you can get for other photographers or gifts that you can put on your own wish list this year.
Welcome to the Photo Field Notes podcast, where you'll find stories, tips, and inspiration from professional photographers to get you taking action in your own business and making your business dreams a reality.
All right, I have a list of 7 gifts that are great for photographers, things that you can give to others, things that you can request to put on your own wish list. And they're kind of random, but they're all things that either have been gifted to me that were really helpful or things that are just little things that I use in my business on a regular basis that have been really helpful. So I'm just gonna get right into the list and explain to you what everything is. So the first thing on my list is rechargeable batteries. I use Eneloop Pro batteries and I can't imagine not having rechargeable batteries. So this is one of those things that you can never have enough of. I have a whole bag of them. They're always charging up the week before weddings, just ready to go. So I will put the links to all of these gifts on at photofieldnotes.com/photogifts. So you'll have another download just like I did for the gift guide for clients. So you can see the exact links to see where you can get these products and the ones that I recommend. So number one, rechargeable batteries, always a good and practical gift. Number two, and let me say this, in terms of gift giving and how my mind works, I am super pragmatic and I come from a super pragmatic family. So some of these things, like I said, have been given to me as gifts and they're just like my mom will give the most practical gifts and they're not like the things that maybe are like, oh my gosh, that's so super fancy, but they're things that I will use all the time and that I absolutely love having in my life. So these are, I would say, generally pretty pragmatic gifts, but things that will be really useful to you. So the second gift that I recommend is actually something that my mom got for me and Jeff, for Christmas last year. So 2 years ago, it's my parents, but really my mom is the one who's doing all this. So 2 years ago, my mom got us a fire extinguisher for Christmas, which is really pragmatic. But you know what? I didn't have a fire extinguisher and now we have one in our kitchen and it makes me feel good to have it. So you know what? Go mom on that because I just hadn't thought to buy one before. So last year she took that theme one step further and she got us a fireproof safe. And once again, it was one of those things that I just hadn't thought about buying for myself, but I tell you what, I use that safe all the time. So not only do I put documents in there that I want protected, but I also put my memory cards in there. As soon as I get home from a session or from a wedding, I back up everything. And so it's onto a hard drive and then I'm also uploading it to Backblaze, but that takes a little bit of time. So in the meantime, I put my memory cards in a fireproof safe and I have my hard drives in the fireproof safe so that if anything were to actually physically happen at our house before everything is backed up to the cloud, it is good to go. You know, hopefully in the safe it's protected. It's just one more level of protection. I talked to a local photographer who actually had a house fire and she described to me how she had set out her hard drives and she had planned to just back them up and, you know, maybe put them on the cloud or make sure that the files were backed up. And as she had them set out and ready, that's when her house fire happened and she just described how they all melted together and they were lost. And that's so incredibly sad to have something like that happen. And so I just feel better knowing that my stuff is in a fireproof safe. There's also a little fireproof pouch that you can get that you can put in the car. So I don't have this, but I'm actually probably going to put it on my list. So there's a little fireproof pouch that you could actually put when you are coming home from a session. You can put this is maybe like a little bit over the top, but you know, just thinking through, like if something were to happen, if you were to get in a car accident and there was a fire, you can have those protected in a little fireproof pouch, like in your trunk or inside your car, just in case. So it's like $23 for that one. So I feel like for $23, like it's just that little bit of extra insurance. So I think that's something that I'm going to be doing because I don't like try to think about worst case scenarios all the time, but I do really, really want to make sure that nothing ever happens where my clients aren't going to get their photos. So fireproof safe, pretty handy. Number three, is just a watch. I am lost if I forget to wear my watch to a session or to a wedding. For a wedding especially, because I am the person who is in a lot of ways directing the day. So I'm saying, okay, you know, we've got about 5 minutes and then we need to move on to this. Okay, we're right on time. And, you know, it's not like your bride and groom are most likely wearing a watch. If they are, they're not looking at a watch. So they're looking to you for a lot of the time to keep track of time. So having a watch on my wrist, it just looks a lot better than if I'm constantly pulling out my phone for things. So I like to work with a watch on my wrist. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Okay, number four is clothing. Nicer clothing that really can reflect your brand when you are working with clients. So even though I spend like 90% of my life wearing yoga pants, and I am literally wearing cat slippers at this moment, I am not lying, I'm wearing cat slippers right now. I like to look nice when I'm meeting with clients. And so if I'm meeting with clients and or I'm going to a portrait session or I'm shooting a wedding, I kind of have my like set wardrobe that I'll wear. So if you show up to, especially a wedding, if you show up to a wedding and you look like, you know, quote, the help, you look like the hired vendor, you're going to be treated differently than if you show up to a wedding looking like a wedding guest. Now, obviously, there has to be some flexibility in that. Like, you have to be able to move and be comfortable. But I do recommend for men, you know, I really think you should be wearing like a jacket and nice slacks and nice shoes and like a tie with a tie clip and all these little things that really make a difference in how you look. For women, I do actually wear dresses to weddings. So I discovered, basically, I found a dress. It's the Amelia dress from LuLaRoe. And I'll put in that download at photofieldnotes.com/photogifts where I get it, because I had a hard time going through, you know, have to like go through sellers, and I only wanted to wear clothing that was plain and didn't reflect, like didn't give off color cast that would like show up in my photo. So I wanted very simple, light colored, plain colored dresses, and that can be hard to find. So I found a website where you can kind of browse through a bunch of them and find them. But that dress is my go-to because it has pockets and it's comfortable and it moves really well with you. So that's my, I own a bunch of them and I just swap them out. Like every wedding, I just wear a different color to, well, I mean, I maybe have like three or four that I'll swap out. So clothing, if you don't trust somebody, get a gift card, but really think about what you're wearing and make sure that you are presenting yourself, because that is a huge part of your brand. And if you show up looking the part, people are going to treat you like the part. So, you know, it's all part of what you're presenting to the world. Number five is the hold fast money maker. And if you haven't heard of that, this is it's basically a camera holder. So if at any point you're holding two cameras, it goes over your shoulders, kind of like two straps over your shoulders, so it distributes the weight like a backpack would, but it's just these straps, and then it holds the cameras. Now, I do not carry two cameras all day long. I carry two cameras at portrait sessions, never. If you're a portrait photographer, you probably don't need this. If you're a wedding photographer, I use it during the ceremony, and I use it at certain parts of the reception. So basically, I had someone take a picture of me at a wedding. I was working a wedding and I had two cameras and I just had them slung over my shoulders with their basic straps. And I looked at the photo and I thought, I look so sloppy. So I got this just to make it easier to quickly pick up one camera, pick up the other camera. It's right there at my hip. It's really clean looking. People always comment on it and they think it's really interesting. And they're always like, whoa, you're a real pro. You really, like, you really have the gear here. Like, they think it's really funny, but it's just, it made my back hurt less. It distributed the weight in the right way. And so I use it when I'm holding two cameras. If I'm holding one, like during portrait time, I just have no strap. I just completely take it off and hold it. But Hold Fast Moneymaker has been really helpful. I use the cotton canvas one. So it's just really lightweight, really easy to use. Number six, you've heard me talk about this one before, but I have to include it, the Expo Disc. So Expo Disc is a tool that you can use to set your white balance just right in your camera. It makes your editing so much faster. It's a really simple tool. It's pretty inexpensive. It would be the perfect gift. So your friends or family, whoever you ask, will be like, what is this thing? It also doubles as a shiny object for young kids. So I use it all the time to like get the attention of little kids, where I'm like, oh, look at this up close. It's shiny. And then they're like, wow. And then I pick it up and I hold it up by the camera and they're still looking. So it's kind of like two for one. It's a white balance set and it's a fun, shiny object that will make kids look at the camera. And then the last one is palette gear. So, you know, I talk about palette gear all the time on this podcast. This one is actually something that was given to me as a gift. So Jeff, also very pragmatic in his gift giving, wanted to give me something that he knew I would use. And so he asked me before he bought it, hey, Allie, look at this cool thing that I found, this palette gear that you can use, these knobs and dials for editing. Do you think you would use this? And I was like, cool, that sounds great. Yeah, totally. So he got that for me for a gift. And I've been loving it ever since. And so full disclosure, I'm an ambassador for Palette Gear, and the link that I'll include is kind of part of the sponsorship. It's an affiliate link. But they only asked me to be an ambassador because I was already talking about it all the time and I was really loving Palette Gear. So that's a great one. Just the basic kit to get you started with editing if you're doing your own editing. Super fun, super fast, really great to use. So that's my list. So we've got rechargeable batteries, fireproof safe, a watch, professional looking clothing, the Holdfast Moneymaker, Expo Disc, and Palette Gear. So if you have favorites, I'd love for you to share them with me on the Photo Field Notes Facebook page or on Instagram. I'm at Allie Ciardo. Let me know and I can add them to the list or, you know, put them in the comments. And that does it. So I hope you're all having a wonderful week. And I'm going to be off to Costa Rica next week, but there will still be an episode. So I'll be sitting on the beach, but I'll still be putting out some great content for you to help you all out. So keep an eye out for that next Wednesday and have a good week.
Thanks for listening. Check out show notes at photofieldnotes.com. And if you loved this episode, leave your review on iTunes. See you next week.